Hi everyone, it's Rich here again, and we're at the end of a pretty long day actually, doing a focus group here at ECDP on fulfilling potential. And I'm really pleased to say that I've got Damon Rose in front of me, who is, well, you're from the BBC, but you do all sorts of stuff, don't you, Damon, I think?
Oh, well, so we look after what is now the Ouch blog and podcast. We do articles for the BBC News website, and yeah, today I seem to be doing an item for you and yours programme as well on Radio 4.
Excellent. And so you've been here today, as you say, you know, to do the radio programme and other stuff, and it's been great to have you here. And I know a lot of our members have been really interested in having you here and kind of feeling like their, you know, their voice is going to be heard, which is great. And I was just interested in kind of what, you know, what interested you in wanting to come along today to the event here at ECDP?
Well, I guess, I mean, if I'm looking at it from its pure sort of boring basics, you know, I knew about the fulfilling potential thing that the government, I'm not feeling very clever now at the end of the day, by the way.
I hasten to add, this is fine. We use that all the time. Don't worry about it.
So that was launched back in December. So I kept a vague eye on it. I've had a child since then and now. So I'm now thinking about things again. I was very interested to see. I think I came across Faye, your colleague Faye's video blog. On the first session that you'd done, and that interests me. I always find it really enlightening and interesting and important to go back to kind of grassroots, as it were.
Yeah.
If we're using that word, it sounds a bit political sometimes, but you know, grassroots, it is going back to people's actual proper, you know, everyday experiences. Yeah. Because that's where it all impacts, isn't it? That's what matters.
It's really interesting you mentioned that, because we talk a lot about the lived, you know, Faye's role as lived experience officer. We talk about harnessing lived experiences of our members and disabled people across Essex. And one of the really exciting things for me today was to see, you know, a really senior DWP official, you know, talking with people who could share their experiences and just seeing the value that they were getting from that process. So it was really exciting, and it was really kind of you to come along today. And well, what were we hoping for? Was it Thursday with you and yours? Is that right?
Thursday lunchtime. I've got to deliver it, because Maria Miller is booked in, so you know, I can't just throw a sickie.
Fantastic. Well, that's good. And we've got Faye in the room. Hello, Faye.
Hi.
And this, just as a nod towards social media, we'd never actually met Damon before today in person, had we?
No, Damon got in touch with me after we did the first Fulfilling Potential event, and I posted a video blog talking about what that was going to be about. Damon saw it and was kind of interested in the area generally, as he said, and got in touch. So,
fantastic.
Yeah, Twitter made it happen.
Wow. Well, that's really good. So, thank you, Damon, for coming along today. It's been brilliant to have you here.
More people should go on Twitter. It's my final shot.
I couldn't disagree with that, although my wife might have something to say about that. Non-twittering wife, that's what she gets called. Anyway, I'm slightly going off the topic, but it's been brilliant to have you here today.
Thank you. No, thanks for having me.
Well, no problem. We're really excited about what we might hear on Thursday, and indeed anything else that comes from this. And you're always welcome to come back to ECDP whenever you want.
Thank you very much. I travel through your area every day on my commute into London.
Well, you're happy to jump off and come and say hello. That is if you don't fall asleep because you're your baby, obviously.
Oh, yeah, don't. I'll be all right.
Good. All right, anyway, thanks ever so much, Damon.
Thank you.
Good to meet you.
Thank you.